Журнал «Мобильный контент» представляет презентацию «Развитие мобильного контента на европейском рынке сотовой связи». Докладчик Саверио Ромео, аналитик по исследованию, компания Frost & Sullivan.
Our opinion is that the revenues from other type of data will overpass the revenues from SMS. And this is mobile data revenues for some countries in Europe. There are not all of them. Just to show the fact that there is a variety between countries. We have a high percentage in UK, Germany, Ireland. Maybe we have a percentage of almost 13% in France. So this is a kind of map in terms of mobile data revenue. There are also some exceptional cases. I don't know, like my country, that mobile data revenue is not very high, but then you have some operator which declares 40% of revenue from mobile data. So this is a picture about the market now, which is, in my opinion, the evolution of the mobile content. And the evolution of the mobile content depends strongly on a new attitude of customers, a new attitude of consumers towards the use of the mobile device. Here we have a Cartesian system. We have two axes. In one axis we have the mobile content type, from the voice to the internet. On x-axis we have consumers' behavior or consumers' attitudes. And on one side we have a passive attitude, on the other side we have a proactive attitude. So on one side the consumers use service as they see, on the other side the consumer can create service. So using these two axes, let's say we are living this world, is the world of the passive consumers, which use certain types of content on a device, from just voice, from the SMS, from the MS and so on. As the consumers become more active in the value chain of the mobile content, we have a new sector, a new set of applications that could be the email experience, mobile entertainment, and mobile web 2.0. All these experiences put together, we can call them the mobile internet experience. So the consumer is able to make choices, to personalize content, to create content. And so we are going towards the same experience we have on the internet today. Then we also see kind of a next step that we call a mobile pervasive experience, in which the mobile device is not only a tool to communicate in a video or a voice, but it could be a tool to perform other activities of our daily life. So, based on this framework, I'm going to illustrate the mobile entertainment experience at mobile web 2.0 experience. In mobile entertainment experience, there are so many applications and so many services in Europe. I just put some of them. The first two, the business model is a private content provider, a music content provider, like being Napster, music stations, go to a mobile operator and they agree on the use of certain music library. Otherwise, we have a mobile operator is going to create their own library, like SFR in France, using Vivendi. Here are other applications on like Vodafone Live, that is really we can define as mobile internet experience on the Vodafone phone, or other applications like the audiobooks that has been introduced by Telenor, I think, last May. So, just these two slides to show that the variety of entertainment services are so wide, from mobile TV, mobile music, and what I'm really interested in, and what is really interesting in my opinion, is the advent of the Web 2.0 or mobile platform. So what is Web 2.0? Well, find the definition by Web 2.0 is very difficult. There are many papers. There is one paper in particular from O'Reilly that if you are interested you can read, and I can suggest a link. Basically, the idea with Web 2.0 is that I'm not simply a user of the internet, but I can create content for the internet. And so I can create blogs, I can create video blogs, I can use these blogs to interact with other people, so to create social networking on the web. Now the idea is, can we use the same content that we have on the internet on the mobile? And so move from a Web 2.0 generation to a mobile Web 2.0 generation. And I think we can, and I think this is kind of the next challenge for mobile operators. So, and the challenge is, how can I engage with consumers, thinking a consumer as a proactive actor of the chain? The Web 2.0, mobile Web 2.0, will bring in the market new actors which did not have any skills on mobile industry, but they have skills on Web 2.0 content. And so here there are just some logos like Skype, Yahoo, YouTube, and so on. The other challenge of the mobile Web 2.0 is that mobile Web 2.0 is mainly based on open source software. So the next question is, how a mobile operator can engage with the open source community? Some mobile providers, so some mobile network operators, start to offer Web 2.0 applications. Just three cases. The partnership between Bebo and Orange ended in 2007. So all Orange subscribers can access Bebo Mobile. Bebo Mobile is a social networking platform on the internet. Vodafone, in the package of Vodafone Live, offer YouTube, MySpace, and also other social networking applications. TIM, Telecom Italia Mobile, is the same. So there is a kind of an attention from mobile operators towards this new type of content, and I believe that this will be kind of the next engine which will boost the revenue from mobile operators. As I said, in this mobile Web 2.0, there is the role of consumers is changed completely. And so if before we have a consumer with two types of habits, one on the mobile, one on the map space. So on the web, I was surfing, I was trying to search using Google, and on mobile, I was just speaking and sending SMS. The next experience is a kind of unified experience in which I search my content, I personalize my content, and I want to participate in the production of the content. So I'm going to be from being a passive user to being a proactive user. And the question is really, which is the business model? The consumer is part of the mobile chain, and which is the relation between the mobile operator and the consumers? In my opinion, mobile operators need to engage towards consumers in order to allow them to use this type of content. The third part, as I said, is now trying to give you an idea about the future of the mobile communications market in Europe. And also to discuss a little bit about the multifunctional use of mobile devices. So this is a possible scenario for the mobile market in Europe. We will have a fully penetrated market with 30%, 35% of subscribers of 3G network, a 3.5G network, at least in 2009-2010. Maybe this number can grow if the 3G long-term evolution will be speed up. Yeah, the entertainment experience will be kind of will be the main activity on mobile phones, but there will be a new social use of mobile communication, so a new social use of mobile phone in order to allow social networking between mobile users. Then we also see the use of mobile devices as a multimodal tool, and I will explain what I mean with that. I also believe that there is not a killer application. I mean, the SMS world is over. And I believe that there will be a set of killer applications customized on consumer services, on consumer needs, sorry. And again, I want to emphasize the role of the customers as active part of mobile chain. The mobile internet experience will be the next experience on mobile devices. Here I kind of try some lines to identify the move from the previous world to the new world. So if we are speaking about SMS, in the future we are going to speak about mobile blogging. If we are speaking about MMS, we are speaking about media sharing, video blogging. We can see an increased presence of mobile voice over IP applications. I don't know, video conferencing, video communication on mobile. Mobile games communities, and if we emphasize the concept of Web 2.0, any possible communities on mobile phones. And again, the strategy, if today is more operator-centric, will be more customer-centric. The customer will be user-producer of content, as it is now on the internet. Just a few words on mobile pervasive experience. The idea is that mobile device will not only be used for communicating, but will also be used to perform other activities. I put two examples in the slide. Why the mobile bank is Busway.modi. Basically, Busway customers can check accounts and perform some operations on their accounts via mobile phones. Machine-to-machine communications. Another example could be the use of mobile device in home automation. So, I don't know, controlling the fridge or other furniture in the house through the mobile. But also I see a lot of applications in the health, telematics, traffic control systems, learning applications. For this type of application, there is a consideration which needs to be done, in my opinion. This type of application can be boosted if there will be an attention from government. And so if the technology policy from government decides to invest in research and development for this type of application. But the mobile pervasive experience I see as the next experience, because I do not really believe that we will use the mobile just and only for community. Okay, one word about our research in Prostenzalina. In my case, I will carry on research on the mobile communication market, and as I said at the beginning, try to extend my scope also to countries like your country and all the former CIS countries. And then we have studies on mobile security, mobile content, again on the pervasive experience, I'm also very interested in regulation because at least at EU level is very important. Maybe you have read about the roaming directive from the European Commission. And so we are going to analyze a lot the impact of the roaming directive from the EU on the market. And finally, we are trying to understand how mobile and wireless technologies can impact in some way on the environment. So this is kind of a, it's not an exhaustive list, but it's just bullet point about our future research. There will be a research on mobile premium content published at the end of August that is more relevant for this conference. I have finished. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer, or now or later. I'm ready for your questions.
Большое спасибо. Давайте поблагодарим докладчика. Тогда у меня есть один вопрос к Савелию, как к эксперту европейского рынка мобильного контента. Я бы хотела попросить вас рассказать немного о том, как развивается такое направление, как мобильная реклама в Европе. Савелия, could you tell us some words about how the mobile advertisement is developing in Europe?
But mobile advertisement is, there is, for example, now this idea of that is very linked to mobile pervasive experience. So, how with my mobile, I pass through a shop, and there is some sensor system which sends me an SMS about the shop. So, I will, in the moment in which I'm passing through the shop, I will receive this SMS with. A marketing message about the shop itself. Now, there is a big debate about this type of applications on mobile advertisement, particularly linked to privacy issues and so on. But I have to say that mobile advertisement is extremely used in Western European, particularly by in the Western European countries, particularly from big operators. Personally, I didn't really perceive a great optimism on the future of mobile advertisement. At least it's possible to implement applications like the one I exposed before. And this type of application I said before is run, for example, in Italy by Telecom Italia Mobile, and there is a kind of a pilot trial in Milan. So, the mobile operators are using mobile advertisement as a way of increase revenues. Even if I have to say, in my research, the data on mobile data revenues do not include the mobile advertisement because it's very difficult to capture features from the mobile operators. But my impression from my interviews with mobile operators, particularly in Western Europe, is they are very positive about the use of mobile advertisement as a way of increasing revenue. Because as I said before, mobile operators need to find, to use innovation, to use creativity, to find new ways of doing revenue. I mean, the 5% of growth, yes, is a growth, but it's not strong.
Большое спасибо. Есть еще вопросы? Есть вопросы? Можно микрофон?
Yes, one question. Thank you. Could you be so kind to explain exactly what is this mobile blogging?
Не могли бы вы повторить вопрос?
Could you explain what is this mobile blogging?
Mobile blogging. Yeah. Sorry. What is a blog? Basically, a blog is a way of create content on the internet. I don't need to know HTML. I don't need to have any programming experience in HTML and web development. There are some platform on the web which allow me to create a website, and I can write on this website. I can write on this website, I can post graphs, photos, videos on this website. So I can create my own website day by day without knowing anything about programming, without asking any web development agency to develop a website for me. The idea of mobile blogging is the idea to move the blog that is now on the internet on a mobile platform. So it's very linked to internet experience of mobile. The moment in which I have the opportunity to browse the web on a mobile platform, I can have also the opportunity to create my blog on a mobile and maybe interact my blog on the mobile with the blog on the internet. So basically the way to create content on an electronic platform, if we can, the electronic platform is mobile or not, without knowing anything about web development. I mean, on the internet is the phenomenon of the year, of the time, of the era, maybe. I don't know, it seems in my slide there was WordPress. WordPress is an open source platform available on the internet. They have at the moment, I think, 1,100,000 blogs from people which do not have any knowledge about web development HTML. And I said WordPress to say just one of them. I hope I answered your question.
Thank you for the interesting presentation. You have mentioned about the mobile web 2.0 and the creation 2.0 and the creation of the easy to use access to the existing community and mobile social networks. But the question is, I know actually the answer, but the question is, have you analyzed the experience of the mobile operators which was trying to create their own community, mobile community?
For my research, it's a very difficult question to answer. I mean, I spoke with Orange people, which are now engaged with the paper, they cannot really see or express how is the experience at the moment, because the partnership is 2007. I also went to a Mobile Web 2.0 conference in London, and many analysts are very skeptical about it. And one of the reasons is, on the internet you have a big screen, so you have a user-friendly interface. On mobile, no. Personally, I believe that mobile industry can overcome in some way the problem of the user-friendly interface, because it seems to be the main problem at the moment. I believe so, because I mean we are very mature mobile user, and in some way we are a bit tired to use mobile just as SMS itself or voice itself. We want to experience new way of using the mobile. So I personally believe there will be a use, an extensive use of an extensive presence of mobile communities. I don't want to give you another example. There is this American organization that is called is Mobile Web 2.0 Project. The Mobile Web 2.0 Project is they want to use the mobile to create political communities, and they are going to develop mobile blogs among their users for political activists. So I mean, I think there is a desire among the people. And I also believe that the mobile world can find a way to create an interface friendly enough to use the internet, the mobile. To be honest, I do not have a clear answer to your question. It's just my impressions on this world.
Большое спасибо. Есть ли еще вопросы? Если нет вопросов, давайте еще раз поблагодарим Савельева за очень интересный доклад.
Спасибо.